This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Off the play, fake, and it's intercepted right off the bat by Deion Jones. And Jones takes it out to the 30-yard line.
Here's Deion Jones right here. Track him. He's going to drop right back into the throwing lane. There's nobody around him. I just don't understand that decision by Kirk Cousins.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. It is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth on a Football Friday. We'll continue to roll through every NFL game for week number three coming up in just a few minutes. But right now we have to get into our money line underdogs. Let's put a parlay together of underdogs and try to figure out which one of these dogs is going to win. And then we will get to the average Joe's parlay. It's our first time doing this. So I was giving the average Joe of the week, my guys, you know, Kirk Cousins, Jimmy G, those guys. But we're going to put together a parlay with some props with the average Joe's. So we'll do that coming up. But first, let's dive into some underdogs that we think can win outright on Sunday. Joe, what are you feeling? When I say that, what's the first team that comes to mind? What do you want to throw out?
There's a few. You know, I've said this all week that I think a couple of these huge underdogs are going to win. So which can we find one of them? Maybe in a parlay of a couple of teams here. Can Justin Fields go to Ohio and take down the Browns? The Browns don't know what to prepare for. It's his first full week of practice. They're going to try and simplify things. Is that a possibility? The 9-game winning streak against the AFC North going back to 2009? The high variance? I mean, I've said I don't want to take the Browns, even though they're favored by 7.5 and any survivor, because I just don't know. But I wonder if the team's going to rally around him. I mean, this is what they want. They won't say it in front of mics, but this is what they want. He's the better quarterback in the room. And they have a chance here to go 2-1 heading into their game against the Lions, where all of a sudden, you know, the Packers lose on Sunday night. Do the Bears have control of the North after the first month?
Do you trust Matt Nagy? That's the question here. Now, well, that's it. I mean, do I think Fields could play well? I do. I'm really just fascinated how they use him. If they get him on the edge with his legs, which, I mean, he's going to do on his own anyway. He'll run when things break down. Boy. Putting the Bears in the money line pro. So what number will we get on this? I'm looking right now. You get plus 290.
Plus 290. Here's something I failed to mention earlier, right before the break when we were previewing this game. There's a lot of offensive linemen on the Browns injury report. We want to see what the official one looks like on Friday, how they designate these guys. But their left tackle, Wills, has missed some time. Their center, Treader, has missed time. OBJ, we're not sure. We know Landry's down. Baker's good to go. But I wonder about that offensive line for Cleveland.
Yeah, it's a fair point. I'll throw one out. And I know that we'll do a lot more on Monday on this game, Monday Night Football. But if you want to put your parlay in, right, you're doing a money line parlay. You're trying to figure out some dogs that can win. I figure we could talk about it right now because you have to put it in before Sunday. The Eagles. I think the Eagles have a chance to win the game in Dallas on Monday. They're 3.5-point dogs, plus 154.
Look at us, homers. We're just homers. What are we doing?
Bears, Eagles.
Washington football team, they're an underdog.
There we go.
290 if you want more value.
So we got to do that parlay.
Yeah,
a homer parlay.
I love it. A homer parlay.
All right, I'm in. All right, here's my thought.
It actually kind of works. I don't hate these picks.
It just evolved into itself. It's beautiful. Let's do it.
By the way, if you do the Homer parlay, let me add it together right now. The Homer parlay would be plus 3763, plus 3763 on FanDuel.
That's pretty good.
Five bucks to win 188 if these three come home. Not bad. Not bad. Okay. So let me give you my thought on the Eagles here. I don't think Dallas's defense has been as improved as some people seem to want to make it. I mean, they've caused turnovers. They've won by creating havoc, and good on them, and maybe they can sustain it all year. Jalen Hurts hasn't turned the football over yet. Now, he's been a little spotty throwing. Last week, he missed some guys. His timing was off the deep passing game. He's got to be better. But if the Eagles don't turn the football over, I think they'll be able to run it on Dallas. I think they'll hit some plays down the field on Dallas. And I just think, just to add the possessions together, I think they'll be able to stay in this game and have a chance to win it late. It'll come down to turnovers. If Dallas takes the ball away from the Eagles one or two times, they could run away and we could look dumb on Monday night in this parlay. But if the Eagles protect the ball, I don't think Dallas is more than about 3 points better right now. So I think they're in the game.
I agree with you. I like the Eagles, especially getting three in the hook. But to win the game, I feel it's going to be a field goal game, which is why I certainly lean Eagles as far as that matchup. So, of course, I think they can win it. We just talked about that Dolphins game. Do you think they can win at Vegas? Plus 164?
Yeah. I know Aaron doesn't. I do. I think they can win the game. I mean, I said a couple weeks ago, like, the Miami defense, they thrive on that chaos, taking the ball away, and I kind of questioned, can they do it again? Maybe they can. They did it again last week. They made chaos for Josh Allen. Like, I don't think they have great personnel, but whether Flores teaches it well or they just take the ball away by happenstance, if they continue to create turnovers, they could win any of these games. And they've been really good on the road as an underdog covering spreads. Yeah, I mean, can't you just see this game like 21-20 in the fourth quarter and the Raiders trying to hold on for dear life? I can. Jacoby Brissett already pushing Tua out. They're going to make the trade for Watson on Monday.
You hate Tua so much.
He just stinks. Like, that's it. I just don't see why people thought he was any good. It just drove me crazy.
Like,
anyway,
Tua either.
He stinks. Yeah. I do think Miami could win the game.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I mean, I like the Falcons. I still don't understand how the Giants.
I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah, I really like the Falcons. I think they have a legit shot. I think it's plus 130 on the money line. And then I know you guys don't believe in Jameis and the Saints, but I could see the Saints beating the Patriots this week too.
I could.
Plus 130.
I think that one's closer to a coin flip. I just don't know what to do with the game because I don't know which New Orleans team we have right now.
Yeah. And that's just it, right? You're just gambling that the good Jameis from week one is going to show up.
The resurgence. Anything else? Comeback player of the year.
Is there anything else we like in terms of the
I like the
dogs
Packers,
win?
Too. I like the Packers as well. I think it's obviously a more popular one. It's plus 140 on the money line. I could see Aaron Rodgers and the Packers beating the Niners.
Okay, if we're each giving three, Joe G, why don't you give your three favorites of the dogs that we've just talked about. Give your three favorites.
I'll go the Eagles as a dog to win. I can't not say the Rams. I'm picking them to win the game. Now, you're not, if you're making a parlay, you're not going to, the odds are not going to jump significantly. They're barely an underdog. It's like, was it plus 102, plus 108 last time I checked? But they're a dog. They're getting a point and a half at home. I think the Rams are going to beat them. They're the last NFC team to beat them. They beat them with Goff last year in Tampa Bay. I know Tampa Bay's been amazing since then, but I just don't like what I see right now from Tampa Bay's defense, their secondary. Pierre Paul might not play in this game. If Stafford has time with the secondary injuries that the Bucs have, I think the Rams and Cooper Kupp and Stafford are going to put up a lot of points. So I like Eagles. I like Rams. And my third dog that could win outright on Sunday. Let's see. Where do I want to go with this? I mean, I agree with you guys on the Falcons. I mean, I guess I have to put that in there. No, you know what? I'll go with the Vikings. The Vikings at home.
Look at this guy. He's taking all these 1-point underdogs.
Well, listen. I'm trying to get the people a winner. Vikings.
Yes.
I think it's actually moved to 2.5, actually.
I'll go football team, mm-hmm. Falcons, and Dolphins.
Okay.
Aaron?
Since you took football team, I'm going Saints, Falcons, Packers.
Saints, Falcons, Packers. I think we have a number of options. I like this.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the Homer. I'm doing the Homer parlay. Well, I'm betting the Homer parlay.
But are we doing anything else with this? Is it good to just pair like two of these dogs together, or what's the strategy?
I'll tell you what I did last week is I picked five of them and do the round robin. And figure out what works for you. So if you do a round robin, it'll mix and match however many teams you pick. So let's say
what do you mean a round robin?
It's an option. It's an option down there. I'll explain it.
When we're not up against it.
Yes. Basically, if you pick three and you hit two of them, you're gonna win.
Okay.
All right.
I love that.
Yeah. So you'll win at least some of your money back there.
All right, we're in. All right, quickly, the Average Joe's Parlay of the Week. You guys ready for this? I've got five quarterbacks. Here are the props. You put it together, and the Average Joe's will come through for you. I'm going to go Jared Goff over 262.5 passing yards. They'll be down. The Fightin' Campbells will keep playing there. So I like that one. Teddy Bridgewater, under 243.5 passing yards. I think the Broncos are up big in this game. I think the Broncos are running the football late in this game. I don't think Teddy Bridgewater's dropping back to throw and make a ton of big plays down the field. So I'll go Teddy under. Jimmy G over 230.5 passing yards. This game's going to be a shootout.
He's going to have a low number.
I know.
Wow.
A very low number. I think that goes way over. Kirk Cousins over 1.5 touchdown passes. High scoring game. He hits 2 touchdowns. And then we'll go over Derek Carr, 1.5 interception. So Derek Carr throws an interception against the Miami Dolphins.
I might drop that last one.
No. We got to get the Dolphins blitzing, causing chaos. See, the ball gets tipped, interception. There it is, our Average Joe's Parlay of the Week. I'm going to make everyone love Average Joe's when they start winning everyone money. That's what it is. You put a parlay together and you win. All right, coming up to the other side, every game we haven't touched on yet, we will hit it for Week 3. This is BetQL Daily, of course, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth right here on the BetQL Network. And the biggest game of Week 3 is the Monday night matchup between Philadelphia and Dallas, and FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. If Philadelphia can protect the ball and not turn it over, I think they have a real chance to pull off the upset and give you a gigantic payout. Their offense should move the football against a Dallas defense that is better, but still not quite good enough. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up promo code BetQL this week before Dallas takes on Philadelphia. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use the promo code BETQL so they know I sent you exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
21 and over, present in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Minimum bet $25. Max bonus $35. Visit online real money wager for risk-free bet. Refund and bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. Tennessee red line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.